Good afternoon and welcome to Tuesday's edition of The Sunny Side, the 4th of October 2022 on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. My name is Denise Dennis Walu, and yes, I'm super excited to be sharing this space with you again. Something really, really important is on the front burner on The Sunny Side today, and I wish and I pray that we can look at it holistically. I did start off by saying that, yes, it may be an old story, something that happened sometime in January. It's not something that is new to us, especially in our society. But could it still serve as a warning against the prevalence of ritual killings in our society, especially as the year is gradually coming to an end? We remember the normal, the cliche term, Owa December. Today, this is October, by the way. Our December is barely how many days away or how many months away. So we are in the Ember months, and security is pivotal if we want to scale through up until 2023. As much as we look forward to the government and the security agencies providing security for us, protecting lives and properties, I think we've long gone past that stage where we rely solely on them to do that job. These days, we hear things like security is everybody's responsibility. It's my responsibility to secure myself. It's your responsibility to secure ourselves. Actions and inactions will some way somehow determine whether or not we stay secured. Now, the Osun State Police Command had arrested two ritualists in January this year. From the arrest, some female body parts were found with them. So, the Osun State Police spokesman said, at about 9:30 p.m. at that time, a distress call was made by a hotel management where they had lodged. The management said a girl screamed twice. And after that, no noise was heard again from the room. Be patient. Walk with me. We'll arrive at our destination eventually. Now, according to them, the scream was like a girl crying for help. According to the management, when the guys were about going, they were asked to be escorted back to the room to see if everything was fine and while the girl they came with wasn't living with them. All right? Now, they followed the guys to the room, and sadly, very sadly, they found a pool of blood with some body parts removed from the lifeless body. Now, they initially claimed that everything was fine and the girl was resting in the room, that she was going to be out. But the hotel management insisted, even though they tried to escape, the hotel management were smart enough to have locked the premises and pinned them down. That was when the distress call was made and the police force took emergency response and they were arrested. During some further investigation by the police, their names were discovered, and they said it wasn't their first time committing this crime. They said they have killed more than 70 girls. They specialize in getting female parts, and somebody, a certain guy, Abefe Sadiq, pays them for each part 600,000 naira for one girl killed for him. Now, this is the interesting part. When the ritualists were asked how they get these girls, this was their response. Getting the girls was so easy. We lure them with money and fancy things. I will take that again. Getting the girls was so easy. We lure them with money and fancy things. They went for the saying that girls of these days are easily lured with those things. All they need to do is to get or rent a fancy car with cash they would spend on the girls, and that is all the girls need to fall. Their statements is actually the reason for this conversation on The Sunny Side today. It calls for a debate, especially if we intend to look at it holistically and if all of us have it in mind that we need to be careful and do our own part to secure ourselves. Between the male and the female gender, who tends to easily get enticed by flashy things? I repeat the question. Between the male and female gender, who tends to easily get enticed by flashy things? Let's talk. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. We have the WhatsApp and Telegram number as well. It is 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Do be audible so we can hear you. And let's get it over and done with. Charles is calling from Jerry. Oh, good afternoon, Charles. Welcome to the sunny
women
side.
Women are ruled by what they see.
Okay.
Yes. That's why most of them always fall into the deep. Most of them fall victims of all these things.
Mm. Remember, we intend to look at this holistically.
Statistics will show you that 50% of women fall. Why 50% fall? So that's life.
Okay.
So what I also, some ladies now to do is that we are in the season that they use too many girls, too many ladies for rituals and other things. So they should be very carefully serious. Now that's all I have to say and my advice to them.
All right, Charles. Thank you so much. Thank you. Mr. Zion from Jari, welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
The female tend to fall for flashy and fancy things more than the male.
Okay. And this is because?
Because that is just who they are, women.
Hmm.
The same woman that has a fingernail, she needs another fingernail to be on top for her to be okay. The same lady that looks beautiful, she needs medicines and a lot of things to rub on her face, eyelash. Now they have gone beyond that. They call it makeup. A time they sit down and paint their face. The same lady. That is why, to a large extent, I told some guys around me, why are you intimidated to talk to a girl that's not even comfortable with herself, that she uses pancakes to rub her face? Approach her and tell her what is on your mind. She doesn't have mind. A girl will be chatting with a boy in Port Harcourt. The guy is in Abuja. She will travel down to Abuja to meet a guy. Flashy things. And there is a boy in the neighborhood who is hardworking, believing and praying for her to just accept his yes. She will abandon that person. And when you look at most of these girls, who are they? Single parented brought up. A lot of them are single parented brought up. Now they now got a virtual circle. They have a lot of them already have the children now. Unfortunately, he's still a girl. I'm telling you, still a girl, and they are taking care of the girl alone. A child needs the guidance of both the father and the mother to grow up to full maturity.
Okay.
They need the love. So the female, a brother, can stay, five of them can stay in one room. But a girl, no. She did the flashy things. Why do you think they come up on the street and get themselves messed up? Flashy things. Just rent a house, get a flat screen in that room. That one room, pimp that one room to our your taste. We call it pimping here. There is no girl that will see that will not want to stay with you tomorrow. They need our care and our love to give them that confidence.
Okay.
Not to be lured, Mr. Zion.
Are you sure? Niger Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very
well. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if I had to look at it holistically,
exactly what I want us to do.
Hello?
I said exactly what I want us to do, look at things holistically.
Yes, because from that story you told now, I didn't hear it in January. I'm just hearing it for the first time.
Okay.
Those guys wanted money, fast, quick money. And they were able to get those girls. So it started from those boys. And that's why even towards the end of the year like this, as people call it Ember Month, towards the end of the year, boys, men, they want to go home with flashy cars. They want to, you know, create this impression that, oh, I've been hard working all through the year and this is what I've been able to get. Flashy cars and all those things. So they go for those girls. They look for what those girls will like, you know, and then they give it to them and entice them. So it starts from, for me, it starts from men.
The men.
You understand? If if you look at it, it's mostly men that link, they are the link between the ritualist and then the people they sacrifice.
So if
the boys were first enticed and then the girls followed.
The girls
That's
followed.
The way I see it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
thank
the Genesis
you.
Is
right.
it is
thank
the,
you,
is the thank you. Thank you so much. Some months back, I think this was a conversation we had on almost all our shows on Nigeria Info. It was talked about in the Morning Crossfire. I think it was talked about in Hello Port Harcourt. I came on board, talked about it for a bit. No, Dayo did talk about it for a bit. The prevalence of young boys, teenagers, people that we think do not know their left from their right, going into internet fraud, kidnapping, engaging in ritual killing. And when they were asked why, they said they want to be dressing fine, as in the reason was so they want to be ballers, they want to be wearing fine, they want to drive big cars, you know, some reasons that did not ordinarily make sense to us. And that time the question was, who takes the blame when we have young children who are still under our custody, engaging in criminal activities? And some say, blame the parents. Now, this time, it's changed. It's not that conversation anymore, even though it's some way, somehow linked to that conversation. Kingsley. Okay, Ida from Ankara, welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Gabby, good afternoon.
It's Denise. Thank you very much.
Dennis, sorry. Mm-hmm. I really love this topic this afternoon.
All right.
Yes, we will not blame the parents. As I am, I tell God, any day I want to go and do rituals to make money, God should kill me. Mm-hmm. Because I will not have peace of mind. I will not rest. So I will wait for God's time. When God's time comes, I will sleep very, very well. What you do, if you go to social media and you see them, 8 billion, they say you eat it for only 2 years and you cannot help somebody. You want to buy a house? You want to buy new clothes? No. The one God give you, the one you walk with your sweat.
Thank you, but you're not really answering the question. Colleagues from Wimpy, oh dear, we lost our call. Kingsley, welcome back to the sunny side. Go ahead.
I actually heard your introduction and actually called in to let you know that it's equal for guys as it is for ladies.
Okay.
Now, if the guys are not desperate enough to go find the source that will require female body parts, then the ladies will not go out with guys who eventually end up using them and their body parts for those sacrifices. So it's same as it is for guys as it is for females. So there's a balance.
Okay, interesting. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kingsley. Collins, welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah. But let me start by saying that the females are easily enticed than the male.
Okay. Tell us why.
If you give a man money, especially if a man gives a man money, he will ask you why, what for. But when you give a woman money, he will tell you thank you without asking any questions. You understand? Even as you are speaking now, the girls that do those kind of things, they will tell you it's not their portion. I wonder whose portion it is. This night they will still go out. not minding what they will say. So that is my take on it.
Okay, so you think women don't ask a man or ask anybody that gives them money? Why are you giving me money? I find that reason quite funny. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon. Oh dear, we lost our call. 0817 923 0002. 0817 923 0003. 0817 923 0007. And then the female caller line is 0817 923 0009. Remember, we are looking at this holistically, all right? Putting every factor into due consideration. So we're not just going to debate on this blindly, or we're not just going to go with a yes or no answer, or we're not just going to say it's the female or male. We just ended a debate. I beg to differ. So with these few points of yours, tell us why you feel it is this gender or it is the other gender. Remember, with the mindset of security, you know, we intend to secure ourselves better. It's the Ember Month. We know the prevalence of some of these things happening in the Ember Month. So security is on the front burner. But in relation to security, are several factors that put us at risk. Okay, so between the male and female gender, who tends to easily get enticed by flashy things? By flashy things. I see some of your tweets on Twitter. I'll read them in due time. I see your WhatsApp messages. But I think I want to take a lot of calls first before I move on to our social media platforms. Remember, we are live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH and on Facebook, NigeriaInfo92.3PH. If you're just joining us, this is the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 92.3, Nigeria Info FM. And I started off by saying that, yeah, it may be an old story. Some of you heard it for the very first time. Two ritualists that were arrested in January in Osun State. So maybe it could still serve as a warning against the prevalence of ritual killings in our society, and especially as the year is gradually coming to an end. Our December. Now, the most interesting part of this story, as told by the arrested, suspected kidnappers, ritual killers, when the ritualists were asked further how they get these girls, getting these girls was so easy, in their words, we lured them with money and fancy things. They went further saying that girls of these days are easily lured with those things. All they need to do is get or rent a fancy car. With cash, they would spend on the girls, and that is all these girls fall for. Their statements indeed calls for a debate, especially if we intend to look at it holistically. Hence the question between the male and female gender, who tends to easily get enticed by flashy things. 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007. And 0817 923 0009. Be encouraged to also be a part of the conversation online. Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH, Facebook page NigeriaInfo92.3PA. Send us a WhatsApp message if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines as well. It is 0809 030 6416. Let's take this call now. NigeriaInfo. Oh dear, we lost that call. Nigerian
Info,
good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my name is Gift.
Gift, you're welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yeah, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, about the program, for me, I feel that the female agenda gets the classic thing easier than the male agenda.
Tell us why.
Tell us why. Yes. Okay, why is it? Because maybe. For now, I feel that the guy is just their nature. For me, I just feel that it's just their nature. Because that's the female agenda are the ones making the male agenda go into what they are doing. Some of them, not all.
They are the ones making the male gender go into ritual killings.
Yes.
Tell us, I mean, I'm interested to know how exactly, if you do not mind, please.
You know, sometimes, like the male agenda, when you go into any female agenda, they find it difficult if they don't have anything on them, if they don't have money to spend on them. They find it difficult to get to just the female agenda. But when they have the money and when they are not doing anything, some persons will not fall. When they don't have the money, they are ready to do anything just to make sure they, like, when you love somebody, I will do anything just to get this person. That has some male agenda too, that when you do into all these things they are doing.
So the job of the male gender in this life is to come and be chasing women. They don't have any ambition, Abi. I'm just saying. No, wait. A child is born. And everybody is celebrating. Hell, Chioma don't born bouncing baby boy. And we all gather and celebrate and eat rice and chicken on that boy. And then the boy grows up. And the only thing he wants to achieve in this life is chasing women. Is that what you are telling me? No, it's not funny, oh.
I
will born a boy child now today, and this child's future ambition is to chase women, and all in a bit to get the woman. This boy child will now go and engage in criminal activities. That's what you're saying.
Because most of them, when you ask them, okay, why are they involving themselves into this thing? Nothing. They just that just to entice this female agenda. Finish.
Whoa, wow. I never saw this. Honestly, I never saw things from this perspective. But thank you very much. It's an eye-opener. I born my male child, and all he wants to do in this life is not to achieve any goal, is to chase women. And in a bid to chase women, because the women, according to the last caller, like all of this fancy stuff and flashy things, he will go and now engage in crime. And when he's arrested, he will say, hey, I was trying to impress, I don't know. Sunny from Okrika. Sorry, we lost that one. Chini from Rumola, welcome to the sunny side. And we lost that call as well. Nigerian, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Turn down the volume of your radio set. I have to let you go. I'm sorry I have to let you go.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. This is I'm calling in from
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
You talked about female and flashy things, right?
I didn't say female and flashy things. I asked a very straightforward question, begging us to look at it holistically. Between the male and female gender, who tends to be easily enticed by flashy things? The call from your end is really noisy. I may have to let you go if it continues.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's quite noisy. I may have to let you go if it continues. All right, then. Thank you very much. Nathaniel from Mumubekwe, welcome to the sunny side.
Okay. It's very easy for, you know, people these days to say that the females are easily enticed by flashy things and all the rest. But it's actually not the thing, because I think guys are easily more enticed by flashy things more than the females, because if from what you said about these guys or this ritualist were arrested and suspected, they may say that they are trying to be like, or they are trying to get these girls with their money and all the rest. But it comes to think of it, so what they are trying to be like other guys. They are being attracted to what you see their fellow guys doing. That's why they engage in. So I really think, and I'm really convinced that the guys are more enticed by flashy things more than the girls, because they always want to be like their fellow guys. If they see a guy using a flashy car or being a flashy house, they want to be like him.
Was this guy that was recently arrested? They want to be like, is it John Leon? The one that was showing wealth on social media. Oh dear, what's happening to my phone like that? I said they want to be like John Leon now, the one that was recently arrested for engaging in kidnapping. They want to be big boys. Oh dear.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. You may have to help me end the call because something funny is happening to my phone line as we speak. I just try to quickly find a way to resolve it. Just help me end the call. Thank you. All right, then. I hope he's off the phone line now. I'm going to Twitter. Someone is asking me, is this even up for debate at all? Yes, it is up for debate at all. That's if we have an open mind towards conversations on Nigeria Info and not just give blanket answers. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jamie.
Good afternoon.
Yes, my friend, I'm aware.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
All right. I think it's the female and more attracted to black shifting.
Okay.
Because if you narrow it down to maybe money, I would go with the man that men are attracted to money. But when it comes to fancy things like car, like build houses, it is a female.
When you say someone is, someone tends to be enticed by flashy things. How do you get enticed by something that you do not even own? To be honest.
Oh, where? I don't know how to explain, but
how there's a way they say it in pidgin. How body they do you when you see something where you know say no be your own? I'm just saying.
What in the world, in the female world, they think they can have access to it? Yes.
Let me break it down. I'm getting enticed by something flashy, but I don't own it. So to what end, really? It's not like if I come, you're going to give me a car. If I come, you're going to buy me iPhone 14. I think that's the latest one or whatever it is. Oh, dear. Okay, so while I try to sort out the phone lines palaver, I'm just going to do... maybe I'm just going to quick break. Oh, yeah, we should be on a quick break any moment from now. When we come back... I see your messages on Facebook. I see them on WhatsApp too. I'm going to try to read as many of them as possible. It may run into or it may spill into the 1 o'clock hour. But then again, that's why we are here, right? To have conversations and end them, of course, on a very good note. It's still the Sunny Side on your number one Talks News and Sports Radio Station, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Just stay tuned to us. We'll be right back.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Okay, so let's do it this way. While we get the IT guys to walk on the phone lines, call the female caller line instead, which is 0817-930009. 0817-930009. In a bit of buy time, I'm going to read the Facebook messages now. This one is from Lebosi Deo Lebosi, and he says, female. Pai Fleme says, okay, let me take this call while I sort this out. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, well done.
Well done, too.
Okay, this is Dr. Jack calling from Port Harcourt.
Dr. Jack, you're welcome.
Okay, the issue on ground is female. They are so enticed with lust. They lust after things, material things. And that's all the problem we're having in our society.
Mm.
You said that God gave them head, but they're looking for weevil. God gave them fingernails. They're looking for to fix their nails. God gave them face. they are looking for makeup to make up their face. So with this case now, they can easily be enticed by these ritualists. So it's a very big problem in our society. Except they take away the lust in them.
When we bring up makeup and other things, it's not like I'm really a fan of makeup, though. But even in the Bible, they were making up now. Esther had to adorn herself.
Can you tell me, say the Bible, don't say it elsewhere. It's only one woman that make up in the Bible, and God condemned her, which is Jezebel there.
Are you being serious right now? Are you going to argue the Bible with me right now? Are you being serious? When Esther was to appear before the king, didn't she take time to adorn herself with ointments and oils and perfumes? Are those not makeup? Is it the nomenclature that is the problem?
She adorned herself. The Bible says she make up herself. It was only just there.
Oh my God. God. Oh, pardon me for laughing so hard, I must say. We will come back to this conversation after trending stories at one, before, of course, his story. Let me see. I think I can quickly read one of the messages on Facebook before our time runs out. My name is Pai Flemis. Happy birthday in advance, man. No, I think it's belated happy birthday. It was yesterday. Girls are more enticed by flashy things. It is them that love money so much. They like to eat chicken and shawarma. Ah, men like cassava, gari, and ewa. They can even manage agbado. But women can't. They definitely can't.